This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of deaths from COVID-19 among Colorado meatpacking plant workers is up to 5. The state health department says 4 JBS employees in Greeley and 1 Cargill worker in Fort Morgan have died. More than 100 JBS workers have tested positive for coronavirus. The plant is in the middle of a 2-week closure ordered by state and local health officials. At least 15 Cargill workers have also tested positive. The state began releasing data on the outbreaks in factories, prisons, rehab centers, and nursing homes Wednesday. 2 inmates at a state prison in northeast Colorado have tested positive for COVID-19. Officials say they are now in quarantine and receiving medical care. The state's Department of Corrections is working with the Sterling Correctional Facility to identify staffers and inmates who had contact with the patients. Those staffers will be put on leave, and any identified inmates will be quarantined and screened twice a day for symptoms. Many staff members at elder care, assisted living, and rehabilitation facilities have been infected. According to state data, more than 500 staffers have either tested positive or have probable positive cases, but none have died. The state released information about outbreaks at those facilities for the first time Wednesday. It lets the public, including people with relatives in the facilities, find out how many positive cases and deaths are known about each location. Weather officials in Colorado are warning that snow will continue along the Front Range and across northwestern parts of the state through the day. CDOT says it could severely affect travel on the I-70 corridor in the mountains. Boulder and Denver can expect more snow through the day. This is CPR News.